What up, folk? We back up in this piece. It's EX. I'm talking about sex. XEX. We talking about sex. Smack it. Hey, man, but remember, we brought to you by PACS, Inc. That's PACTSINC. And PACS, Inc. is a Black advocacy organization designed to provide resources to help the Black community improve itself from the inside and out. So make sure you visit the website at www.pactsinc.org to learn more about the organization, how you can support the organization, and how you can utilize the resources to enhance your life. Once again, that website is www.pactsinc.org. And while you're online, make sure you visit our Freedom Train website at www.freedomtrainradio.com. You'll learn more about myself, Pat, Shelby, Candace, and everybody that we got going down here at the Freedom Train Network that putting in this good work on this good podcast. So get your good mind right, www.freedomtrainradio.com. What it is, Pat? Is you ready? Is you strapped up and ready?
What it look like? What it is? What you saying that you gonna just chill? And yeah, I'm good.
They already left the body. It's gonna leave a stench. So, as you know, we've been reacting to videos in the realm of sex, and we're going to continue that. Today we have a My Strange Addiction reaction, where a young man is addicted to sex dolls. And we're going to dive into that. And his name is Dave Cat. So the question is, do he really want vagina? We're going to see. We're going to see. So you ready, Pat? You ready to learn about Dave Cat?
I'm ready to learn about Dave Cat. Yeah, let's run.
Hey, man, let's do it. Here we go.
My name is Dave Cat. I'm 37 years of age. And I can't live without my real doll. Originally, when I first got her, I called her my synthetic girlfriend. But it's actually progressed to the point where it's like, you know, she's my wife. She's not awake right now because, well, basically she kept hitting the snooze button. So it's just like, just let her sleep. It's not even worth getting her out of bed at this point.
Hell nah. I'm sorry. I know we stopped early. Bruh, the delusion. She is not real. She is not getting up out that bed. You ready to play along, Pat? You ready to play along?
I'm confused, but
why you took your glasses off and put them back on?
I had when he said she been hitting the snooze button, I was like, yo, maybe no. I'm not seeing something.
No, you've been hitting the snooze button, brother. But say she hasn't gotten up yet. Yeah, she's never gotten up.
Bro, and I'm like, bro, you... I guess... So is it a plus or a minus that even in his fantasy world, his doll is white?
She hit the snooze button, so I don't know. I'm still stuck there. You directly worry about race. I'm worried about the snooze button. So we are not the same.
I am a Martian. This is
hey. Let's keep this going as much as we can. Right.
The whole interaction on a day-to-day basis, along the lines of like getting her dressed, you know, brushing her hair, things of that nature. You know, it brings us closer together as a couple. I'd actually worn this necklace a lot, and I decided she should have it. It's kind of like, you know, when you give your sweetheart a class ring, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Photo shoots are something fun that we do. When I first was even thinking about getting a real doll, I was just like, okay, well, you know, the sex is going to be fantastic.
I'm sorry, dog. My bad. He said photo shoots is something we enjoy doing.
I'm sorry. He said the sex was going to be fantastic as opposed. So I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say, buddy, don't have a lot of comparative experiences.
Probably not. Yeah. But you know, I know we making fun, we having fun with this, but you know, there's a mental disorder going on here. So, yeah.
But there's also the whole concept of like taking photographs. My mother and I used to go down to downtown Detroit every weekend. While she was in various stores trying on clothes, I would actually be looking at the mannequins, and it kind of stemmed from there.
Back
in 1999, actually, my best friend Monty had actually tipped me off to a site that sold these lifelike mannequins that were made out of silicone, so they were nice and soft. I was like, oh my God, I've got to have one of these.
Most people find it soothing to live in a fantasy life, to fantasize, or even to daydream. It really becomes problematic when that becomes the predominant way that they live their life.
I gotta admit, me and my friends all thought it was kind of weird, you know, Dave Cad paying quite a sum of money for a real doll. But after he got her and the interest that he showed in her, it was kind of cool in a way.
See, this is not. I'm sorry. Hey, Pat, look, I'm gonna be real with you. You my homie. But if you start to talk about you finna do some stuff like this, hey, I'm gonna be, you know, I'm gonna have to be real with you. Like, Pat, you gonna need to see some therapy, bro. Because that's not normal and that's not healthy. And bruh, his homeboy's like, this is pretty cool. So you all are enabling the behavior. You put your homeboy up on the site.
You know, in my mind, and I know I'm that guy, so I'm like, they probably all sit around laughing at the funny nigga,
right?
When he not around,
right? Cause he, you know, the funny looking Negro who out here messing with sex dolls who can't get a real woman that we think is pretty cool. I don't know if they real friends. I mean, I can't. You know, I know we can't make you do anything, but I'm not gonna lie to you and tell you that that's pretty cool.
No, I'm not. And there's a, like, so, and it's not even kink shaming. If you into mannequins and dolls and like, that's, do your thing. But like,
he's interacting with this doll like it's a real person.
Yeah, like, so, and I guess even that is cool as long as it's not negatively impacting the rest of the world. But I'm still like, if I'm not your homeboy, if I'm telling you that that's cool.
Right. But it's negative. It's negatively impacting the way he interacts with actual women on the romantic level.
We ain't so, got there yet, so I don't know. But
so we you look at the ponytail. So what? I'm sorry. I can't help. I got jokes. I can't help. I'm always have jokes.
No, I ain't trying to kink shame. Like I said, you like. There's plenty of people out there that like what they like, but my man's is like, if this is like the way he is when it ain't no cameras around, that's problematic. And like, you know, it's kind of, you kind of is led to believe that most people are worse when the cameras get turned off. So,
hey man, hey, well, let's see what him and Sador is doing next. That's the doll's name. See.
This will be her anniversary present for our 10-year. I got these matching wedding bands. They say synthetic love lasts forever on them.
When people are lonely, they often look toward alternative means to find relationships. That could be through a pet, sometimes even just going online. But there are really no substitutes for a true human companionship.
I already know she's a doll. It's not a situation where it's just like, oh yeah, she's gonna come to life one day. As long as you have at least one foot in reality, it's a perfectly normal thing, I think. Well, sweetie, I'm heading over to the playhouse. Should be back about the usual time. She's cooped up in the apartment all the time.
So does he really have a foot in reality? Because he said they've been together for 10 years. They grew from a sexual relationship to a serious relationship. Yeah, you know it's a dog, but do you know it's a dog?
No. Because, like, you know, I know people that are in love with their car. They don't talk about or to their car like that. I know people that are, like, in love with refrigerators and stuff like like, I'm not going to say, well, my car's been cooped up in the driveway all day.
I'm just saying. I hear what you're saying, but I'm also listening.
That's not normal. And that's not, It's not even that it's not normal. It's not healthy to me.
Yeah. 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 Okay. All right.
Time, and I'd love to be able to take her places. I'll be back before you know it. Love you.
Right on cue.
Put down the fork, okay?
Right on cue.
But it's just the whole thing of like, oh, there goes that freak with the doll.
All right, then.
What Monty and I are going to do is actually try to get the shopping in.
Okay.
It's obviously got to be stuff that she likes, but then there's obviously the aspect of like, well, she versus what I think she wants, of what I would want her to look good in. Some of this stuff is actually quite nice. What? Yeah, tie pins. What could she use? You know, she's got a tie. That's the thing. She's worn it once. She doesn't strike me as a tie person. Yeah, I'm a tie person, you know, and we don't want to be one of those couples that like dresses alike, because that's yeah, to say the least.
For Dave, I hope that he's happy no matter what he does. When he's ready to progress into something different, it'll be there, but for right now, this is perfect.
You don't like these? Come on.
But it's like, okay, so this is his homegirl, though.
She's not a real homegirl.
Like, that's like, because the way he talk about it, that's like his ace, his number, his day one. And she's a woman. So he doesn't overall have an issue with interacting with women. It just seems like on a romantic level, he has the issue interacting with women. But his best friend is a girl.
Well, and that makes sense. So the question becomes, does she have feelings for him? Which I'm not saying she does, but it is a question.
Mm-hmm.
And if she does, is that why she's content to let him go through this phase and hope that he comes out the other side? Like, but because it's not.
Go ahead. I'm not going tie shopping with you for your dog.
I'm not
gonna play in the fantasy with you, because that's not gonna help you in the long run. No, I'm just not doing that.
Like, it's not a replacement for human interaction. You need to talk to Pete. This dog don't talk back.
But, well, it's hitting on one of the things we've been talking about for a long time, loneliness.
Oh, yeah, this motherfucker is definitely lonely. He got, and that's the thing, right? He got friends, family, associates, and all of that. But you can have all of that and still be lonely. A lot of men are.
You don't have that romantic partner or that life partner.
A lot of men are. It's an epidemic in loneliness. Hey. We've been talking about it for years, and it's been all over the cover of magazines and everything.
We need each other. Men need women. Women need men. We need each other.
Real.
Y'all better get out the flu gaze. We need each other.
I'm sorry. Does she have some place in the office to be?
Uh-oh. She likes the office style. Come on, the fuchsia or purple.
You find a jacket to go with that?
Yeah. There you go. You don't want to like buy a whole bunch of stuff that she's already got.
Yeah, exactly.
I am definitely excited about getting those clothes back. I think Monty and I managed to find some good stuff for her. Hey, sweetie. I got a lot of stuff for you. You will be impressed. She's going to love them, I think. It's going to be a new look, yet the same look, but I think she's really going to approve of them. This? The shirt cardigan thing that just goes over you. Our glasses. See how they look on you. They're transparent. I figured they can go with that choker that you got that's also transparent.
It's normal for children to have a rich fantasy life, including imaginary friends. But when it continues into adult life, that's when there is a problem.
That's all you get. So there you go.
But dog, he spent actual real resources on the doll, like real resources.
Well, you know, the doll is an investment at this point.
The doll is actually a liability, but okay. But I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
It's a by normal accounting and financial standards. It's a liability. It's a huge liability.
It's an investment to him because
right.
That's the quote unquote person in his life.
Right, it's an emotional investment. He put a huge down payment on it. I imagine if he got it 10 years ago, like yeah. He's tied in. Like, and that part, like, so
shit, this dog Mike can get spousal support.
Bro, we talking about 10 years of his life. He's been, well, we don't know if it's been a full 10 years, but for damn near a decade.
Well, he said, we're just going off what he said. He said 10 years. So we're going to go off what he said.
Walking around acting like this dog was a real person. That shit don't just end.
Right. He needs real therapy. Real therapy.
And you're welcome. My name is Dave Cat, and I can't live without my real doll, Shidore. I don't honestly think there'd be anything that an organic Lass could actually do to, like, draw me away from her. A psychologist is going to stop around to assess my life with Shidore, but I've always been
fascinated with
what a so-called professional would think of my lifestyle. This will be Shidore.
Dave, some people would say that Chi-Chan is a distraction. It kind of derails you
from seeking an organic partner.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be fascinated to learn why, you know, I can't seem to find, like, an organic partner that's good for me. But will that change my relationship with Chi-Chan? Not entirely sure. Probably not.
Does this relationship provide security, a sense of comfort for you? Because I notice even in our conversations now, you're holding hands, there appears to be some degree of comfort there.
Yes, definitely.
Explain that to me.
After a long day of work or just interacting out and about, I just don't want to have to interact with other people's inconsistencies, really.
One of the core definitions of addiction is engaging in a particular behavior or taking a particular substance to relieve pain. What's the pain here?
The pain, I would have to say, would be loneliness, really. I've been in relationships before, and they weren't true relationships. They were all affairs. I'm the sort of person that gets easily discouraged. So it's like, after a while, it's just like, okay, you know what? I don't think I'm getting anywhere with this, and I'm wasting time and energy. So I need to find another route. When I meet new people, I don't really go out of my way to say, well, my partner is a doll.
So he's afraid of rejection.
Pretty much. And he's lonely.
I mean, welcome to the club, my boy.
Yeah.
I mean, you're afraid of rejection. You're steeped in loneliness. So, yeah. Yeah. All right.
Bottom line is that Dave Cat is pretty intimidated and frightened of pursuing an intimate relationship with a real person. Is there a part of you that thinks this is peculiar?
I just think it's a matter of time before more people are choosing the synthetic option.
I agree with that.
Are you still lonely?
No.
Yes, you are.
I'm actually quite happy.
You stop lying. So
is it a deep sense of fulfillment with regard to not being lonely, or is this a distraction from being lonely?
It's a valid point.
He could be under a bridge with a needle in his arm, but that's not the type of pain relief that he has sought. He has sought this type of fantasized relationship. Let's say if you went on vacation, when you came back, would you talk to her about the vacation?
Yeah.
Would you share pictures?
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, okay, well, let's sit down and look at the pics, you know. But, you know, that's, I think, a natural thing that any couple would do.
Dave, she can't see.
Yeah.
And she can't hear.
Yes.
It makes you feel good to do that. Mm-hmm. And it's fulfilling for you.
Exactly.
And it doesn't hurt anyone.
Exactly.
So knock yourself out.
Yes.
Okay. I get it. I think the biggest danger is that it may ultimately provide a sense of false security. It will become more difficult eventually to have a relationship with a real person.
this point in time, I think I would say that I am a happy and fulfilled individual because I got a good job, I got a good wife, and that's making me ecstatic, actually.
My dude said he got a good job, he got a good wife, and basically she can't see, hear, talk, move, or do anything.
Yeah, I'm...
That's a good wife to him. It's just basically a body.
Yeah, because he's something that won't reject him.
Pretty much.
At the end of the day. Something that can't, because it can't leave him. It can't tell him no. It can't put him in his place. It can't do any of those things. It could just receive, and make him feel like what he's doing is actually valid. But, you know, you're doing it to yourself and for yourself. So, yeah, and you know, the title was "He Buys Another Sex Doll After the Therapist Leaves." So I'm guessing, you know, there's more to that video. But, you know, like I said, we're gonna have some fun with it. But all in all, this brother really needs some real therapy, some real things to help him with what's going on with him, because you created a whole fantasy world around this dog. It don't hurt nobody but him.
Nah, but it does. It don't hurt nobody else, but it does hurt him. Yeah,
right, and that's not good. And you may be the only one hurt, but you shouldn't be hurting. You shouldn't be doing that to yourself.
But he's right though when he says there will come. You know, he feels like it's only a matter of time before there are more people. He's absolutely right. I mean, we talk about and see those people like the incel community. The red pill guys.
We did a story like what 2 years ago about the rise of the sex dolls. We know it's gonna happen, but come on now.
But that don't mean that it's cool that like human beings we're meant to be together.
We need to find a way to be together. Got to make it work.
Computers have made interpersonal skills seem so unnecessary. You know, people don't feel like they have to talk. They don't. Amen. Artificial dopamine hits from social media.
I had somebody tell me that, yeah, loneliness is a bad thing and loneliness can lead to some issues long term, but loneliness ain't worse than somebody lying to you or hurting you when they told you that they wouldn't. That's these modern people being afraid to put themselves out there because they're afraid of rejection. Modern right. women.
But the thing, like, and when I say because we've been saying it for a while now, there's an epidemic of loneliness in men, particularly middle-aged men. Like, these men are killing themselves because they're so lonely. They're committing suicide because they're lonely. And these aren't just men like this guy who are afraid of rejection. A lot of these men have families, they have jobs, they have children.
But like they're in families or in relationships. I've been in relationships and been lonely.
Yeah, and that's the worst kind of loneliness because there's somebody that's supposed. So it's like it's like being in the desert and seeing a mirage of water.
Cause like, yeah, I know you there, but you ain't there because you really more focused on what you got going on than us. So
right.
Yeah.
So, but we gotta stop shortchanging loneliness, and we gotta stop normalizing mental illness. That dude, he might be functional, but he's
it's not.
Ill.
Yeah, his friends ain't shit, man. Because they should be being real with him and trying to help him get the help that he needs, rather than just trying to play along with him, like. There's a woman right there who could help you get other women. Like, oh, y'all right. two could possibly be together. Why you ain't trying to holler at Dave Cat Monty?
Yeah. Encouraging him to run from his problems is not, like, that's why I say they're not real friends. It's cool to be supportive, but at some point, you got to encourage your friends to overcome their challenges. This dude, like you said, clearly has an issue with rejection. You know, he seems like he scares easy. He's not gonna put up much of a challenge off. Like those are all
But he said he withdraws was at right. the sign when it's not going. He withdraws and he goes those back are, into himself.
Those are personality quirks, weaknesses that your friends should be encouraging you and supporting you as you overcome them. That's how you get better, positive growth.
But hey, not his friends, because they're just playing along with it. And it's just like, so you got a mental illness along with loneliness and social awkwardness and all these different things. There you're a functioning human being, but you're not at your best. You're not the best version that you could possibly be. And it's because, you know, we got people enabling the behavior. Just, hey, man, it's all good. Just whatever, you know. You've been with a dog for 10 years and it's cool. No, it's not.
It's a shortage of real friends. I'm going to go back. It's off topic, I know, but I'm like the video that you sent, the Twitter, the girl getting a head yawned open at the thing.
Hey, man, that sipping suck. Look, man, hey, but this all come back to what we're talking about with this stuff and accountability, though, taking accountability for your actions and you as an enabler, as a friend, like Dave Cat's friends, being accountable for your actions. Like, it doesn't matter, male or female, you have to be accountable for your actions, especially in this realm of sexuality, because you're going to destroy yourself if you don't. You have to be disciplined. Now, we're not saying Dave Cat is in the position where he's destroying himself like STDs and stuff, but he is destroying his sense of being able to relate with real people.
I would say he's doing a considerable amount of psychological harm to himself, in my unprofessional opinion.
Yeah, I mean, because you know, when people talk about harm, they mostly think about it in a physical way. So he's not doing that, but psychologically, he's severely damaging himself.
Yeah, absolutely. So, absolutely. I
mean, yeah.
You can't carry on a conversation with an inanimate object for 10 years and not have it do some psychological harm to you, especially when that inanimate object is your primary, your primary go-to when it comes to relationships and emotional support.
I can't wait to get home to tell my mannequin what I did today. Like he told the psychiatrist, I'm showing you pictures for my vacation. But you were there.
But there's more to this story than that, though. Like you said earlier,
I'm finding some more.
Even that, like, you know, I'm thinking about like his mom, his dad. Like, you know, where's that?
The relationship, because he said it developed going to the department stores as a young child, and you know, I looked at the mannequins. I felt on the man. I was a little nasty boy going through the store, feeling on the female mannequins, slapping booties and giving high fives and stuff like that. And pulling their clothes up. I ain't gonna lie, I used to pull the clothes up and stuff like that. But I knew it was a mannequin. And I also knew that I wanted real women, but I've never been through the things that he's been through, so I can't speak from his behalf. But just as a little nasty little boy messing around with mannequins. So I don't know how that, only he can help to explain how that manifested into, you know, this 10-year relationship with Shadore. But
he developed an unnatural attachment to the mannequins, and it's like at this point it's deeper than a fetish,
deeper than rap.
I don't know. I'm not ever gonna co-sign anything getting in between real human interaction, even the way he was talking. Like, is this going to get in the way of me having organic campaign? Organic.
Let me real, true human interaction. But it's like, he seemed like he a cool cat. He seemed like he a good dude. He seemed like he, like, if he was your friend, you wouldn't have no, like, real issues with him other than him being weird. But, you know, that's not cool. And his friends ain't shit for playing along.
He got a bad circle around. He do seem, you right, I agree with that. He seemed like a cool dude with a bad circle around him.
Cause if it was my homeboy, man, I'd be trying to, hey man, we finna go holler at some females. I'm something though. Like how can I help you? You might get mad at me, but I'd rather you being mad at me because I'm trying to help you rather than you being happy with me around you, just watching you sink. Like I can't watch my friends sink. That's some bullshit.
And you can see he does want female interaction. He just wants interaction. To go get it.
He doesn't want to be rejected. So
I don't even know why, where he would be like, mad. I mean, he might be embarrassed depending on how you do it. But it's like, it's one thing, right? If like he was shut up in his house and like that would be on some other shit. But he goes out, his best friend's a female, like you said. He gets a dress, he goes places, he shows it. Like, this dude is craving, and he even admitted that he finds sometimes the task to be a little bit daunting to talk to real people. Like, yes, this dude wants human interaction. He wants a
like
real
any, like any other human. All humans want human interaction. But a lot of people allow their fears to hold them back. You know how many people I talk to say, I want to be in a relationship, but I'm scared they're going to leave me. Yeah, that's all we got. That's all we got to say about this blankety blank blank blank. But I, you know, I hope Dave, I wish Dave Cat well. I hope things get better for him. I hope he get a real woman in his life and have a real relationship, make some real kids, have a real family with the real person, and put that and burn that doll.
Burn the doll.
Burn the doll. Get you a real woman. Because look, trust me, you think sex with that doll good. let one of them girls get on top of you, get that good scoop. Well, look here, look at man. Look
he
here,
might want to stick to the doll for a little bit.
She gave him two scoops. He's done.
Hey, that's if he get a scooter. He fuck around, get a dead fish.
Wait, she gonna make him go more back into the doll.
Yeah, he gonna be back on the doll. We gotta hold off on that.
We gotta get one, not a woman who thinks she good at sex, but a woman who's actually good at sex.
Yeah, nah, we gotta.
You know, most of y'all
something.
Be lying to y'allselves.
Yeah, they do. Nah, we gotta, something gotta be handpicked for him.